Throughout your life, you shall faithfully uphold our pivotal creed of blood, soil, and honor. Practice it diligently, for it is the heart of our faith. Blood, soil, and honor. Blood means the advancement of our race, the white race, and keeping it pure. It is our race that has built all civilizations on the face of the earth, that has created culture, progress, civilization, and technology. It has conquered all lands and given law and order and government to all peoples. It is the highest virtue of our religion to promote, advance, and expand the white race. We are strongly committed to the idea of eugenics. Soil means land. In order for a race to expand, it must have room and fertile land. History shows that under cramped conditions, the growth of a people stagnated. As an example, the Irish, for the last 1,000 years, have never increased beyond 3.5 million in their homeland. But given more room, more land in America in which to expand, there are over 20 million Americans of Irish descent in the New World. This is almost 6 times as many as the population in the land of their origin. This despite the fact that they have been here only a few hundred years. If the white race is to survive, and it must survive, then it must grow. To live is to grow. To stagnate is to die. To be overwhelmed by the colored races, our deadliest natural enemies. In order to fulfill the natural mission nature has set for us, to grow and to multiply, we must have more and more land for the white race, until the white race inhabits the world. We do not want to just control the world. A mistake made by such previous white civilizations as the Romans. No, this would lead to the same disaster as the white race experienced in Egypt, in China, India, and elsewhere. No, nor do we want to enslave anybody or rule over other inferior races. We do not want any slaves. This would again lead to our mongrelization. We want to follow the same policy as our early American ancestors pursued. We want to populate the land. We want the white race to exclusively populate the world. We will either increase, multiply, and populate the earth, or we will be pushed off the face of the earth by the flood of the colored races. We much prefer the former, and intend to pursue this policy to its glorious fulfillment. Now, we come to that most essential ingredient, honor. No race can remain free if it compromises its honor. Pride of race and honor go together. It is extremely essential that we instill in our people the idea of pride of race, that honor is preferable to life itself, and that only a people who jealously guards its honor can be free. Further, we must realize that in the intense struggle we are now involved, only the proud and the free can survive.